Welcome back to the number one self-exploration podcast in the world. I'm your host, Lord Milan, and as always, if you don't think life is weird, then you're not paying attention. This is my life at a weird angle. So on this episode of the 10 things I noticed while becoming a superhero, I'm talking about you're stronger than you think. And people say that all the time. People have said that to me. People have said that in movies even, that you're stronger than you think as a way to motivate and to push, to tell people that they can keep going. But really, when you think about it, you are stronger than you think. Because sometimes the thoughts that we have are not empowering thoughts. Sometimes we have thoughts about how much it will not work, how the business is doomed to fail because X, Y, and Z, how we'll never get another break because this happened and that happened. And sometimes, you know, our thoughts are not for us at all. They're not building us up. They're not helping us out. They're not helping us get to a better place. They're not even reminding us of the times where things seemed unideal, at the very least. Things seemed sketchy. Things seemed undoable. It seemed like there was no way that we would get past that challenge, but we did. You know, and one of the things that I talk about pretty often is that the Bible is full of practical knowledge. And one of them, it says that no weapon formed against you will prosper. Not that challenges won't come, not that difficulties won't be built in, because they absolutely are, but just that they won't overcome you. And whenever I found myself in a situation where I felt overwhelmed, I felt like basically I was drowning in that difficulty. You know, my mind was so consumed with the challenge, so consumed with the hardship, so consumed with the darkness, that I felt like I was drowning. And looking at it now, I'm obviously not in those situations. You know, those situations have passed. And while I may have some scars, I'm definitely not emotionally attached to those hardships anymore. Because, like I said, I'm stronger than I think. And at the time, as much as I felt overwhelmed and it seemed impossible, I'm not there anymore. You know, the money that I needed, I created. The people that I was trying to get a hold of, either it did or it didn't work out, but the thing got done. You know, even when I was in the hospital, I remember a couple of years ago, I had respiratory failure and I literally could not expel enough carbon dioxide from my body. So with every breath that I was bringing in, I was slowly poisoning my lungs because I wasn't expelling that negative back out. And doctors were just baffled about, like, you know, what was helping. The respirator was not helping at all. Days and days went by and it's like, dude, I can't breathe on my own. That's really necessary for life. And instead of looking at the situation as what it was, which just sucked, I started to think there's got to be a better way to do this. There's got to be a way out. Because I'm under the belief that there is no weapon formed against me that shall prosper. There's no challenge that will truly overwhelm me, to overtake me, to drown me, essentially. And as soon as I started thinking about that, I went on YouTube and either I had the idea or had remembered I had heard something or another about Qigong breathing. And within 4 hours of doing some of the practices and some of the techniques that I just saw on YouTube by some guy, I left the hospital. I was breathing just fine. I was able to expel the carbon dioxide from my lungs. I was able to take really deep breaths, both in and out, and my energy came back. Because I got to the point where I just thought, this is ridiculous. Rather than thinking how much it sucked and how much it wasn't working, or the challenge of it all, or I wonder what the doctors are going to say, I just started to look at all of that negativity as ridiculous. Knowing that I'm stronger than I think, and the thoughts of me not succeeding or not being able to breathe, I made them sound ridiculous in my mind. And I tell my clients a lot, if there is a challenge in your life, a hardship, whatever, if you can make it sound ridiculous in your own head, you can let it go. And you can open up the door to solutions to flow through because, like I said, you're stronger than you think. Negative ideas will come because, in part, it's a safety mechanism. Because if you can spot the rustling in the bushes before the bear eats you, well, you'll probably stay alive. If you never leave the house, I guess you'll never get run over by a car. But you'll also be stuck in this box of negative thinking that you're so vulnerable and you're a victim, and it's unavoidable that you can go through life without any challenge. Challenge is just there. So instead of focusing on the hardship as being something that's too big for you, or even when it does seem extremely overwhelming, I mean, I'm not going to kid you. I felt overwhelmed in a bunch of situations. However, I didn't let it last. I realized that those thoughts that were making me feel overwhelmed, I could change those thoughts based on my focus, based on the story I choose to tell myself, based on the people that I choose to hang around. And no one has to agree with me. That's the great part. No one has to agree with you either. No one has to think, oh yeah, you're thinking the exact right things that'll get you out of this box, that'll get you past this challenge. I agree with you. No one has to agree. And that's the great part, because all the power is yours. All the power is wrapped up in the story you choose to believe. And one of the things it says in scripture too is to take every thought hostage. And, you know, in the movies, when they take a hostage, they question the hostage. Who are you? Who sent you? What are you doing? Etc. So when thoughts come to your mind like, I can't do this, or this is too difficult, or everybody that I know died when they had this diagnosis, or no one that I ever know has gotten past this, so what? Maybe you're the first. Because people are the first at doing things in their family or in human history at all the time. The idea of it's never been done before. So what? Plenty of stuff has never been done before that we all take for granted now. We all take for granted that we can just get on a plane and fly anywhere. But at a certain point in time, no one had ever done that. We all take for granted that there is fast Wi-Fi. And when it's not, some people get upset. But at a certain point, most of my life, actually, there was no Wi-Fi. So it's like, you know, the idea that things have to be a certain way in order for you to be successful, or you have to even have it all figured out, is just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it will never happen. You'll never have everything figured out. Like I said, problems are built in, and solutions are as well. And knowing this, knowing that I'm stronger than I think. So even if you don't have all the solutions, you can still move forward. You can think new thoughts. And sometimes negative thoughts seem like the only thoughts that you can think of. But if you can keep that door of hope open just a little bit, maybe 1 inch open, then goodness and mercy will flow into your life. New ideas and solutions will flow into your life. And quite often God speaks to us when he gives us solutions for anything through an idea or a person. So be mindful that ideas and people are available to you at any given moment in order to remind you that you're stronger than you think. This is My Life at a Weird Angle. If you like what you've heard here, go to dayonemindset.com so that you can be stronger than you think in every situation. You don't have to wait for someday. You can make this day one. Dayonemindset.com.